involving in Simon Shin Zion. We did Sif Hey, which was the where the Shulchan Aruch discusses the halacha of Shus is Mutter Malka Mitzvah. I said I just wanted to touch on a few points over here, which the Moshe of Dirshu, they talk about the Moshe of Dirshu, which I think are important points to touch on. So the definition of a mitzvah. That having a tav shulcham for one tav shulcham for tzarech sudas Shabbos is called a tzarech mitzvah. So you're asking a guy to do a drabbanon for that purpose would be mutter. But if you already have one tav shulcham, having a second one, even though that's quote unquote erek Shabbos, that would not constitute a mitzvah for these purposes.
Which master did Yeshua mean?
Well, do you have the old version of the Madura? You have the new Madura. You have the old one. It's 20. It's only by mitzvah gemurta. So the example together, whatever person wants to have a tav shulcham for Suda Shabbos, but the person do point out if it's that he doesn't point that point out over here that then a tav shulcham is only one tav shulcham. Once you already have a tav shulcham, to have a second one, that's not, even though it's definitely adding to the Einik Shabbos, shus a shus is not mutter for that purpose. Being wine for kiddush through an eruv, through a chassid doesn't have an eruv, so asking a goy to bring the wine would be mutter. What about doing the mitzvah? He brings over here an interesting thing, doing the mitzvah in an oifen hamuvcher. So you have a shofar, it's not a ram's horn. It's a different type of animal's horn. And the preferred, you should have shofar shalayel, because the maram is to the keda, etc. So he brings over here that in the Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, we're matir to ask, it's mutter to ask the goy to climb the tree. So it's shus to shus, asking a goy climbing a tree to get that shofar. Even if he already has a shofar, but this is a better shofar of kiyum of the mitzvah. So the difference between the two, adding another tav shulcham, which is more Einik Shabbos, and the shofar using a shofar but not of an aisle, shofar of an aisle, I'm not sure how you draw the line. I'm not sure how you draw that line. Regards to tefillah b'tzibur, that you're asking a goy to shus to shus would he brings over here that the Chavos Yoreh says that you can't do that. He brings over here Gaon holds that you could. Remersha and Achuba, he doesn't quote the Remersha. Remersha says not. Especially there was a person who was in a wheelchair, and the asking a goy to push him through streets where caramelists, you know, assuming that's a caramelist, that the air was down, or they didn't, they had not made an error, but it was a city where theoretically an error would be possible to make. So we're assuming it's a caramelist, and Remersha was not matur for the purpose of taking him out for tefillah b'tzibur. Okay. Now, he's asking the goy to take this person in his wheelchair, the shoes to shoes, but it's not considered enough of a mitzvah to be matur shoes to shoes. Now, regards to asking a guy to turn on something which works with electricity, so you have, if electricity is a derisa according to Chazon Ish's Barna, so then you're asking a guy to do with the derisa, which we don't allow. If you understand electricity, let's say like the Beis Yitzchok, then you're asking a guy to do with the rabbanon. So it's shus to shus. So Diane Weiss says that even though when we're talking about a Jew doing it himself, rechoshes, maybe it's a derisa level issue, but once it's a mir la'akum, to be samech, not like the Chazon Ish, and say that it's not burna, it's only the rabbanon, therefore shus to shus is mutter, malka mitzvah, etc., you can be samech that it's not a derisa, it's a rabbanon, it's a shus to shus. And welcome mitzvah be mutter. He does bring over here, that's Diane Weiss's true, and that's how I've been I'm like to put the passing like that piece from the Mirzi Yitzchok.
doing what?
But he brings over here from the Shevet Halevi that, and he brings over Rabbi Yashiv, that they both hold no, that you have to question for the Chazon Ish, so it's not clear that this is a shus to shus. Remember, there's only Mirlachim on a deraisa. So they hold Yishvi Machmer. And that, I want to point out the Kiddush over here is because, I mean, there is a sheet that we saw before that Emir Lakim on a deraisa is mutter for mitzvah. The Ramah brought it, and the Ramah said that people are semich on it. You should not do it so. Mishra Berura brought down that the Kabbalah Poskim is not to rely on that sheet. There is such a sheet out there. So we should argue over here that, we could argue over here that if the Chazon Ish is wrong, and this is turning on electricity when there's no lights involved, there's only Derabanan, so it's a shus, Elamai, the Chazon Ish is right, and this is the right, so you still have a tzad to be mekel. Because you have a shita which holds that Amir Lakam of the rice is also mutter. So, but I did not see the truth from the Revozner inside. So, I don't know whether he's nachas to that issue or not, but he holds that that Amir Lakam to turn on some type of electric appliance, whatever it is, he's not mutter the Tzarek Mitzvah. Now, so he talks about. So what about a case where a person's in a hotel and the opening the doors, you need some type of, it's a magnetic card, which you need to do. So you want to ask the goy to open the door for you. So ramez would work. Ramez would sure be mutter because you're not telling them to do anything. You're just being merabes. And even though we say that ramez is not matter in a case where you're having a direct benefit, it's not called direct benefit because the usage is of the room, not of the door. So the door is just acting as a impediment to your usage of the room, and the goy is removing the impediment, and that's called an indirect benefit, which is mutter to be in the henna from the melecha. The ramez is mutter on Shabbos because there's no amira. But the problem is there's a different problem that even after ramez is mutter, you cannot benefit from a melecha which a goy does for a Jew, and the goy is doing it for the Jew. So that's why we differentiate between a benefit which is direct or indirect. A direct benefit is asur, an indirect benefit is mutter. So, mashal. The example which they always give is in a case where the person forgot to turn off the lights in his room or whatever reason, and he can't sleep, he cannot sleep without with the lights on. So, he wants to be Ramas to the Goy, says, it's very hard to sleep, you know, when the lights are on in the room. So the Goy cops and turns off the lights. So the Goy took away the lights. So that's called an indirect benefit. Let's say it's very hard to read when the lights are off. It wouldn't help you, because even if the goy would, it's only a remez, and the goy will turn on the lights, you're not only benefit from the lights that he turned on, because that's called direct benefit. Removing, getting the door out of the way is considered an indirect benefit, because the usage is of the room. So remez would work, but let's say the goy doesn't chop, because the remez always comes with the downside of it. Says, would you like me to turn off the light? It's very hard to sleep when the lights are on. Right? Would you like me to turn off the light? It's very hard to sleep when the lights are on. You can't say yes, because then you're telling him what to do. So now you're doing a tzivui. Right? So remez a lot of times doesn't work. And a lot of persons hold that even included in the din of remez, one of the requirements, you cannot mention the action. You know, Jews are not allowed to turn off lights on Shabbos. And it's hard to sleep when the lights are on. Right?
So you can't say that.
You can't say that. Right, because then you're including in your deeper what he's supposed to do. Uh-huh. So remez doesn't always work unless you have a savvy goy who knows the concept a little bit. Yeah. That's not going to work.
Our experience with our next door neighbors on Kenbrook. I don't know how much prior experience they have, but we were in that situation with bedroom lights left on. And
yeah.
They cut.
Okay. Good. Okay. But Lamaisa, so I want to do a direct amira to the goy. Please open the door for me. Open the door for me. So it's a direct amira. So what is that? So it's a shus amira lakum to do this electric process, which, so according to the way Diane Weiss understands, that's a remoter. Because the process, and even if there are these lights that go on, they're LED lights. LED lights are not considered lights for the purpose of this issue of Havora. So it's a derabanan. The shus, Malkum Sar Gadol, he won't have where to sleep, etc. So he could do that. I mean, obviously, if you have an option of going, there's two hotels next to each other, and one has regular doors and one has electric doors, you shouldn't be going to that hotel. But it's only a hotel available, and you have to be in the city. So you can tell the goy directly. But according to the Chazon Ish, you're having the guy turn on this. He's connecting a circuit over here, so there's a burning element to be shus on a deraisa. So can you be makel? So he quotes over here again. I did not see this inside. So according to Dime Weiss, it's great. It's not a problem. See, this says that the Minchas Yitzchok says it's okay, which I'm not surprised. Now the two different shuvas, one is in Chelek Gimel, that's the one I'm familiar with. This one is in Chelek Yud, which I've not seen.
But I noticed even Rabbi Yashiv who.
But then he quotes over here that the Rav Osner is also making on that situation, which even though we said before, it says Tzar Gadol, so then you can. You can discern the truth of shus. Even though Rav Osner said you should be makel at the Chazon Ish, in this situation you can discern with him if you're makel.
In the back, even though Rabbi Yashiv he mentions agrees with Chazon Ish that its electricity is deraisa, but if it's a hotel, it's really their job to make sure that you have a room that works for you, and therefore they're doing it. For themselves. That's what he seems to be saying here.
Uh-huh.
The old one, 28 pages.
It's not like you should arrange that with them beforehand. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing. Okay. It's not like you have to actually set that up beforehand, that's how you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he brings another rate to how to deal with it. So, right, fine. So that's some point that they raise over here. And then the last thing which we ran through a little bit at the end yesterday was the issue of Amira Lamira. So asking Goy A to ask Goy B. Right? So asking Goy to do something is a Drabonon. So I'm asking the Goy to do a Drabonon. I'm asking the Goy to do a Drabonon of asking a Goy. So that should be shus to shus. So that's what he said. He brought from the Avodas Gershuni, which says that that's not true. This all goes into this. Rabbi Miralakim, you're arranging that you're arranging that the goy should do work for you. So, but he brings the Chavos Yer, which is Mekel, and the Malkam Hefsed Gadol. You can be Sermach on the opinion of the Chavos Yer. So the example which. We ran through a little bit yesterday. The example of a person would have a very important letter that he has to have mailed on Shabbos. So he wants to ask. He goes to when he goes to the place where they mail it, and he asks and he gives it to the person by the counter. That person is not mailing, is not doing the malacha of transporting it, right? So the malacha you're asking the guy to do is transporting, which is the rice. He's going to drive a car, truck, whatever it is. You're asking him to transport the thing, so you're asking him to do malacha, the rice for you. So the direct amira to the driver would be problematic. But you're not talking to the driver, you're talking to the person behind the counter who's then going to talk to the driver. So it's amira l'amira, so makam has a gadol, you could do that. Okay. Behold my sif vav. Also, the chashav cheshbon is a filim over. So now we're going back to the din of dabar dover. So, including dabar dover is making mathematical calculations. That's not what you're doing on Shabbos, even if they're ready or done. Kagon kach v'kach, hotesi al darar ploni. This is the amount of money I spent on the X. Now, v'davka shadayin schar perlim etzloi. He hasn't paid yet. So it's already taken place. He's not calculating. He's not figuring out how much he owes, and your mom is being involved in the business aspect. We know how much he owes. He just has to deliver it still. So there's nothing accomplished by his deber, but he's talking about the deber of doing the act of paying. So that's a problem. I'm in prom kvar mutter. You already paid already. So it's considered cheshbon hashem behem tzarech, and you're allowed to do that. So let's see the mishabur on that. What are the parameters of that halacha? Chafei Abdav Kishadayim. The boy, the maid, comments are little him because he needs to know. So that this is this is a piece of information. Even he's not calculating it; he already knows what it is, etc. But it's a piece of information which has a significance to him. Therefore, v'havelu cheshbonos shetzrichim v'also b'tam daber daber chanav reishis simen. So this goes into the din of iser of daber daber. You're discussing weekday issues, etc. This is a weekday issue. How much you're supposed to pay to somebody? Now, they bring over here that Rosh Hashanah Zalman said, if you know, in the world where they had to negotiate all prices, even though the price was negotiated already, but he needs to remember how much it is. So this dibur has a function. But in the world where all prices are set already, and everybody knows what the price is, etc., so the fact that he's saying that amount, that's equivalent to the case you already paid already, even though you haven't paid yet, but you're not adding anything more to your conversation by mentioning it right now, how much you owe. But he brings it, the Mershah says not like that. The Mershah says no, because the point is, you're discussing something which you're still in the process, you're discussing the process of paying. So that you can't discuss, because that's something you can't do on Shabbos, you can't discuss it either. So he still has the money by him. I feel him archon is barlosh api cheshbarno shana magil ham mimeno klum. If when he makes the cheshbon, he realizes that he doesn't owe, so the cheshbon is that he's not paying. That's very nice. But become welcome kimish mitchila loy noydo loy dover zeh, but how you nitzok lecheshbon. See, he had to make the calculation to figure out how much he owes or doesn't owe. So that's a cheshbon, which is necessary. The calculation by Yisura. Now, kamitchila how you day yashenu magiel lehem menu klum. He knows that he owes them nothing. So he said, you know, they did this for me, which is worth $5, and it was $10, and I already paid them $17. You know, he knows the answer is going to be zero. He just like wants to talk it through. Whatever reason, so that's considered cheshbon shel mabakach, which, you know, have no significance in their mutter. V'im cheshbon is ha'elu yesh b'em tzarech l'chaveiroi, cheshbon cheshbon is ha'elu l'tzarechoi, that's also. But if for whatever reason, even though for you it's irrelevant, for you it's a cheshbon shel mabakach, but for somebody else, he needs to hear this information for whatever reason. So that's not cheshbon shel mabakach, and that's also. So the mashal, if somebody asks you how much you paid for something, you it's irrelevant, right? You already paid for it; it's ready. You're at home, etc. So for you, it's cheshbon shel mabakach. You know, I bought this by used car, but so and so has good prices, and he sold me the car for you know $7,000. So, but if the guy asked me the question, is thinking about looking to get a used car, and he wants to know if this fellow has good prices, and I'm telling him the price I got it for. So, from him, it's information which he's going to use for business. So that would be also to do. So if it's cheshbon shel mabakach, it's mutter chav zayin. If it's already paid already, so it's mutter. Because the Rambam, the cheshbon she'ein behem tzarech mutter l'chashvan. So cheshbon which have no need at all are mutter to calculate. Ketzad kamasoyin tzvua hoyelona b'shana plonis. You know, do you remember how many bushels produced 4 years ago? Like, who cares? Yeah, but people converse about trivia. So kamadurama hitzeno bechasana b'neinu. How much money we spent for the chasana? You know, the king's army has so many soldiers, etc. Those are mutter. Now, the Rama's lashon is Parashamag Mishnah. The Rama's lashon is the Rama's point is it's mutter. Why do you have to tell me it's sicha b'teila? Because he wants to point out, I'm not advising you should do this.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Okay. So the Rama is telling you, I'm not advising to do this, but the mice mitzad the isra of dabra dover is not also. Discussing these things which are totally irrelevant. Right? We would not be major fans of these trivia games that people play. That's what he's saying. It's sicha b'teila, and ever. So my wife asked me, the girls asked her, so they want a time. So timing goes into this issue of, you know, this issue of Medida. Medida of Shema B'Kach is also Mutter. So they want a timer. So timing is also, it's a form of Medida. We'll see it at the end of Shin Ches. It says over there that a clock is Muksa because the purpose of a clock is to time something. And measuring time is a form of measuring. It goes into this sort of measuring something.
But that can be with Devar Mitzvah on Shabbos.
So if you use it for Devar Mitzvah, it's Mutter, I'm saying, but you know, that's Klisha not the list or the Tarta, the Devar Mutter. But that's the main purpose of keeping, I guess, if you're the, you know, the who knows, the whatchamacallit Rebbe, and you know, the only thing you use your clock for is to get up for davening, okay, fine, I'm saying, but the average person, the clock is called it's a klisha, not the mitzvah.
Well, to know the zmanim.
I understand, I'm saying, but most people keep a clock because they keep track of time, not just just for mitzvah purposes. So it's for medida. What about you want to time a race? You see how long it takes you to run from one end of the hall to the other end of the hall. So it's a medida shema b'kach. Like, what do you do with that? Nothing. So, the Pasha that should not go into this or Medina, the same type of idea he's saying over here, that Cheshbon Shema B'Kach are Mutter.
The girls were asking about like the hourglasses that come with some games?
No, they're just asking, so, you know, I have a watch, and I want to look at my watch and see, you know, how long it takes to run from one end of the hallway to the other end of the hallway or something like that. You know, they're having a race.
Where's the action?
On Shabbos, for fun.
You're not allowed to measure something on Shabbos.
So looking at the right. Wash would be enough to measure it.
Okay. Zion. Mutan Larmer Lechavera. Hanira Beinach Shatuchel Laman Imi Learif. Do you think it'd be possible you could come be with me after Shabbos? The point is, he wants to hire him to do some work. So the person who hears the statement understands what the purpose is. But since there is no such, he did not say, come to me, he said, you think it would be possible. Be ready to be with me, because then I'm telling him what to do. I want him to come after Shabbat and do something. This applies not only to a Jew, it applies to a non-Jew also. So the range that he's making, that somebody should come to Motzei Shabbat, that he could hire him, that the arrangement is being done by Hira, not by Dibur. The word layab sim shinvav sif chas the shori. Well, yom la hayei nochani mi the zel dibur mamish. I want you to be ready for me for after Shabbos, even though I didn't say exactly what I'm going to do with you. So that much we say, that when I say I want you to be ready for me after Shabbos, I don't mean you're ready for me, that therefore I should, you know, do you a favor. I mean I should hire you. So it comes out that this idea that not mentioning something makes it into hearer, takes it out of the din of dibur, is not always true. Because if I say, you know, you think you'll be around Motzei Shabbos, I don't know what the conversation is about. You know, maybe I want to eat supper, I want to invite you for supper. If I say, you know, I want you to be ready for me after Shabbos, I'm saying, obviously the point is I want to do something, I want you to do something for me. I want you to be ready for me. It means I'm saying I have a job for you. I want to hire you. So that's considered dibur, that I'm arranging to hire you for after Shabbos. So that's considered dibur ready, since it's obvious that that's what the person meant. Okay, so that's an important klal.
And is it also a problem of hachana?
Probably a problem of hachana also. So I'll give you a mashal where I have this issue. There's poiskim, kosher poiskim. But let's say you tell the goy to wash the dishes on Shabbos. And the goy then goes and turns on the hot water and uses the hot water and uses the the dishwasher machine, whatever it is. I didn't tell him to do it. I just told him to wash the dishes. Right? He could do it with cold water and soap by hand. He chose to use hot water with the machine, with, you know, with the bar soap. You know, I didn't ask him to do that. So okay, fine. So that's their argument. So that wasn't part of my deeper. So that was a daita d'nafshei. So he's doing the aldas nafshei with his mutter. Now, even a case of daita d'nafshei, by the way, is only mutter when you're not the base Yisrael. So if I'd have an event in my house and I have these, you know, I have a shevrochas and I've decided to have some wait staff to come in, if you base Yisrael, that's not going to be mutter. And so maybe in a shul, it's not really called, any one Jew owns it, so maybe that's not called base Yisrael. Okay, fine.
Is that a Maris Ayin issue?
It's a Maris Ayin issue. Yeah. That's a Mishnah before that. But imagine on Tuesday, I tell my worker, I want you to wash the dishes. And the guy, I come back an hour later, and the guy's washing the dishes with cold water by hand. I say, buddy, you're fired. He says, why? You told me what? You didn't tell me what to do. You didn't tell me to use hot water and, you know, a machine. You told me. I said, everybody knows. When I say wash the dishes, I mean with hot water, etc. Oh, really? So everybody knows that? So that's this Mishnah Berurah. That's called Dibur. That's not called Hirur. That's not called Remez. So that's why I have a difficulty with that psak. If the normal reaction of all people would be, when I say wash the dishes, it means with hot water. Except when I'm talking to a Jew on Shabbos, understand. When I'm talking to the Goy, I say wash the dishes. The words mean with hot water. That's what it always means. To say that I didn't mean that on Shabbos, it's a game. It's not really true. And that's this Mishnah over here. That's considered obvious. So I think that according to this din over here, that's called Dibur, and it's a problem.
So why do we rely on Bergenin? Tell somebody go bring something very far. You know there's no Bergenin there. We know you really go
So the Bergenin.
So what's the reference, Jim?
Okay, it's a din of the din like this. It's a din that Dabra Dabra is. It's also to talk about something on Shabbos. I can't arrange anything. That's the issue. I'm going to New York tomorrow, right? So if I say I'm driving to New York tomorrow. I can't say on Shabbos I'm driving to New York tomorrow because I cannot discuss on Shabbos an action of Isser. I'm walking to New York tomorrow. Well, you can't walk because you're going beyond the tomb. Well, maybe it's not beyond the tomb because maybe there's houses there. Mm-hmm. So that then, because the act of walking is not intrinsically bad of a problem because there are scenarios where it's mutter, therefore that's not a problem of Dabra Dabra. I can't arrange it. The Gabi dinner of arranging it's not a problem. It's the Gabi of the Zisra. You shouldn't discuss malachas on Shabbos. It's not a malach, intrinsically a malach. So, I tell the fellow to clean up the mess. So he pulls out the mop and he mops the floor, which is chita, etc. So I didn't tell him to mop the floor. I just said clean up the mess. You know, yeah. But every other time he takes out the mop. That's how you clean up the mess on the floor. You know, the floor is sticky. Please, you know, clean it up. I meant pour water over there with paper towels by on hand. No, I didn't. So I have that. So Reanimer Zatzal was makel in the shul. Okay, so there would be the spill and type of things like that. To do that, he said, "Welcome to Tzarek, you have, you know, people could get hurt, etc." So McLeod is others thought him to be Mako, etc. So he was Mako, but otherwise, I don't think he was such a big fan of it either.
He wasn't such a big fan of
this argument that I didn't really say to do the malacha. You know, when those type of things, where it's obvious what I meant. Okay, so now here's the Bergenin. Here it is. So I'm going to such and such a city tomorrow. Come with me. Because even today, there's no malacha involved in walking. I didn't say I'm going to ride the animal, which is also. I said I'm going to walk. The only problem is there's an issue of tchum. So tchum is possible to extend the tchum through these houses. Well, there's no houses there. So I can't do it. But since, theoretically, if there would be Bergen in there, spaced appropriately, I would be able to walk. So that the deeper, the fact that I'm going to walk, is not considered a deeper that I'm talking about a malacha. Or an Isser Shabbos. Okay, call Yotzim Zer. Sheish Mitzad Het Tola Soisa Hayoim. Yachalom El Chaber She Yasen El Mocher. Bavashel Lo Yaskel Eskish. You can't say I'm arrange. You can't arrange it. You'll. I'm hiring you to go with me. That I can't do. Avodah Rishen Mitzad Het Tola Soisa Hayoim. something which is impossible to do today. I feel that ain boy ella isur the rabbanim tolnas min rabbanim. Kiyon sheyesh lo chutz the tchum peiros muksim. So I have peiros which are muksim beyond the tchum. So I said I'm gonna go tomorrow and bring those peiros in. That's all I said. I'm talking about moving muksim. Well, there's a way to move muksim. Kiyon sheyesh lo lahaviyam hayayim. Also lo man lachaveres sheyaviyam lo lemacher. Fine. And we had before the other din that doing an action on Shabbos to get there to Sefer Tchum, to be able to then immediately after Shabbos go, I can't go to Sefer Tchum in order to be able to do something right after Shabbos, which is Asur. Because that's the hakana for an action which is Asur to do on Shabbos. The Kenlo Yarmer Esed Dabar Ployni L'Macher. And it's not like I can't say that he should do it, which is like hiring somebody to do it. I can't say I'm going to do it either. I can't say I'll bring those. I have Paris which right now which are attached to Shri, right? So that'll be Malach of the Rice. I have Paris which fell off this morning. I heard there was a big wind, and all my Paris fell off. So there's no Malach involved anymore. Only says that they're muksa, because they're muksa beginning of Shabbos. He says, I'm going to go out tomorrow and bring in all those fruits from the field. So you can't say that. I'm standing there to watch him. There's no Eastern watching. The only problem is, how do I get there? That's the Hatter Bergenen. And honestly, the reason why he went out there because he wants to go see the damage and make sure nobody steals it. And once he gets there, he says, "You know what? I might as well bring it back." So that's fine because that wasn't his kavana. But to go there for kavana to bring them back is a problem. Okay, let's hold it here.